Today's daf is daf Nun Zayin, and we're holding right in the middle of the sugya, of how to figure out a way in which we can come up with a model that the Migrash area, which is the park area of the Ori HaLeviim, should equal 1/4 of the area of the Tum. And we had one approach yesterday. The approach that we took yesterday was according to Rava, what we're talking about is a city that was actually round, and that way when we made the area of the Tumim, obviously the entire Tumim, we do the Mirabe of the year, and then we do the Tumim, and we get our 3,200 squares, and then we have to add the city in it, and we got 36, and out of the 36, we figured out that we got 12, but 12 out of 36 was a third, and not a fourth, so we turned it into a round city, and thereby we changed the 12 into 9, and 9 out of 36 was 4, and it was a very specific model, and it required including the space of the city itself in the number of, in the relationship between the Migrash and the Tchum, which was a little strange, because we originally thought that we were trying to just see the relationship between the Migrash area out of the Tchumim. But today, we have another approach, and that's 3 lines up from the bottom, on the base. Abaye says, look, you don't have to have a model that includes the city area in the total in order to get a relationship of 1 to 4. As long as you change your model, you could have a city that was 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer instead of our 2 by 2 city that we had yesterday. And then these proportions work out without needing to include the actual shetach of the city in the equation. Because look, if you take Mashkachas Lanani, take our original idea, but you put it into a matadavi, alpha by alpha, you now take a 1,000 by 1,000 city. Okay? 1,000 by 1,000 city, when you spread out the flaps, of course, are still 2,000 on every side, because that's the tchum. So therefore, you now have in the tchum itself 2, 2, 2, and 2. Right? Every flap is 2 by 1. In this case. So when you spread them out, the tchumi and the kavihanya, it's minor. There are 8. Now, of course, the kranot need to be, no, don't show it to me because I'm getting mad from it already. I saw that it really ruins my day. Yeah, because I cannot iconize the thinking and then I have to sit back and figure out what you're trying to say. It's me, Michelle. Okay, but here we already are used, I think, to the icons, right? We have this stats of the flaps. We know that the flaps simply mean the way the city extends directly on any side, okay, except for the corners. But directly, our flaps will be 4 flaps of 2,000 by 1. That's 8. When we add the corners, now obviously the corners are exactly the same as they were yesterday, because each corner is going to be 2 by 2, because each flap was 2 in extension. Okay, so then we now have a 2 by 2 corner on every end. Each by 2 by 2 corner includes 4 square amot, 2 times 2. It's kilometers. Okay, so that means that we've got now a total of 16. So, tchumim kamehave timanya, kronot kamehave shitsa. Okay, that gives us a total of 24, correct? 24 square kilometers around this 1 kilometer square city. Okay, now, let's take out the arba of Tumim and the arba of the Kranot. For the area of the Migrash, we only need 1 kilometer that goes on every corner and every area. And that gives us 8. Okay? So kama habits money. So now that means that we've got a relationship of, if we include the corners, remember, because we have to also fill in the corners, we have 1. So could you show Bernie the picture? They don't even bother putting a picture.
Maybe they do.
Sorry, they do. Here's the picture of the one arm, okay? So this is the 8.
Which is
the 8. The 8, which is the square of 9 minus the city, right?
Which is in the grass.
Flap. Right. 1,000 amas of the flap, plus we have to add 1,000 by 1,000 every corner, gives us 8. 4 flaps, 4 corners. You got this picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very simple, right? Okay, 4 flaps, 4 corners equals 8. Yeah, 8 out of 24, last I heard, is a third, okay? So that's still Sahavi. You're still trying to get me to believe that this is a fourth. Where's the fourth? No. I'm also just, Abaye is also talking to me. I can't handle your problem about the square city. That's a problem. But I can handle the fact that you, in the way you worked it out, have to include the actual area of the city, which doesn't seem reasonable. So I'm also going to talk about a round city, okay? So in a round city, Bigula Ka'amar. So now, what we were talking about, the Mluba Yeter La'igo, remember that we always have a 25% greater Shetach if it's a square. But here, you got to take off that Revia, that 25%. So if you take off 25% from the 8 square kilometers, you're left with 6 square kilometers. 6 square kilometers out of 24 happens to be exactly 4. It fits perfectly. So Kama Mluba Yeter La'igo Revia. Don't advance. Take off now that 25%. Pashim Shita. Now, last I heard, Shita Michav David is Riva. And therefore, it works out in this way too, without needing to include the shetach of the city. Now, when you say Riva, okay, what do you mean? Riva? Ravina says, I have a simple solution to all of these things. And everything that pushed you before, we don't have to talk about round cities. As long as we recognize, this is how Tosfos learns, as long as we recognize that the parkland is not extended into the corner. Because the notion of the parkland is that each side of the city is given a park up, let's imagine we have a wall. So we have a park as you approach the wall of a kilometer in any direction. But the park does not extend on the sides. In other words, if you approach the city from the corner, there's no parkland. There's parkland to either side. But we don't give that extra square kilometer to park. And therefore, the whole thing is not problematic. You kept including that extra piece in the corner. You exclude the extra piece in the corner. So now it works out to Riva without any problems. You don't have to talk about round cities or anything else because you have a simple tum of, well, we had before 12, but if you're going to include in that 12 the corners, you come up with a problem. But if you got 9 by taking off the four corners, then what's the problem? 8 by taking off the four corners, in our case, 8 by taking off the four corners, what's the problem? Works out perfectly. You don't have to take off the 25% for the eagle. You'd simply take off the four corners. It works out the same way. Same thing in the previous case. So Tosfos learns this means that he actually holds that we don't give corners. Not that we're referring to the areas of the land, but that in fact, we don't give that area. Where Rav Ashi says a strange thing, and again, according to Tosfos and Rashi's second shot, it takes me too long to try to translate what they're doing. That would be fine. I'd be happy to do it on a whiteboard. So Abaye, Rav Ashi rather, takes exactly the opposite approach, which is really fascinating. He says the parkland is only the corner. And when we say Ravia, we mean 1/4 of the corner in any city of any size, always 1/4 of the corner is parkland. Because the corner, and therefore, he says, forget about all of this modeling. It has nothing to do with any specific case. Bishlam, if we were talking about cases where we're dealing with parkland around the city, then obviously the most important element here is how big is the city. But since we're talking about giving parkland only in the corner of the city, and by definition, the corner of any city is always 2 kilometers by 2 kilometers, because I don't care how big the city is, the tchum is only 2 kilometers, and the tchum only has to be filled in by a 2x2 piece on each corner, and since each one of those corners is only going to be giving 1 square kilometer of parkland, then 1 square kilometer of parkland out of a 2x2 square is always a quarter, no matter what size the city is. Therefore, says Rav Ashi, I have the simplest explanation. Of course, it doesn't seem reasonable. We'll talk about that in a moment. Why he would say such a crazy thing with the city. The Torah says, put park saviv, and he says, it means put it on the other corner. What is that supposed to mean? But we'll ask that on it. But conceptually, it's very straightforward. I don't believe, says Rav Ashi, that we were talking about a particular case and giving a general rule. Doesn't make any sense. It's got to be that we're referring to a general formula that in any city, the parkland always represents 1/4 of the filled-in corner of the Torah. Simple. Asks the Gemara, but yeah, it's simple, but I'm going to reveal the Rashi, but the Torah says saviv, doesn't it? Yeah, saviv, my dear, happens to mean the corners, and I'll prove it to you. Because if you don't think that that's the truth, so when the Torah says by an ola, v'zorkot adam al mizbeach saviv, so I suppose you think it means that we draw a line with the blood all around the mizbeach. What does it actually mean to put it on the corners of the mizbeach? Exactly. There you go. So over here also, no, not around. On the four corners, it's called saviv. No? So over here it's saviv, not precisely like Americans over there. We have shleim shem arba, but basically the idea of a corner is sufficient to provide for sivivut. Kol shekein, if two corners is enough to call saviv because you have each edge. So like a skam v'kama in my case, right? Okay, so sounds crazy, but here's the universal application of the rule: tchumim are a corner of migrash is a corner of the tchumim. Meaning migrash given at the keren is a quarter of the tchumim given at the keren. Oh wait, are we clear about this? Do we have a problem? We have that funny looking Barnea's eyes.
He still doesn't know. Still don't have any parks outside the city.
You got parks on the corners. Kilometer by kilometer. No little corner, except for people that do mountain climbing every morning. But most of us simple folk, it's a nice area to walk.
You leave the city by the big wide thing, they don't park at all.
We better not pass the light garage. Tchum, this has nothing to do with the tchum. That's the whole point. You do get the tchum, but the parkland is only 1x1 out of the 4x4, or the 2x2 of the tchum. Omalei Rav Chavivi Mechuzna L'Rav Ashi. The whole thing doesn't work out very well, because the Aika Mursha Dekarnata B'Matigulata V'Haribua. You said that we reduced this whole thing by making the city round in the earlier pshat, right? So when we made the thing round, you included the parkland around the city. But the city itself was supposed to be made square, even if it was round. So I don't understand how you have it both ways. You told me that, you told me yesterday, obviously, all your cheshbonot were built on there being a square, because that's the only way that we got the portion of the parkland to be the proper 25% of the entirety. So we are dealing with squaring the city and squaring the tchumim. So now you tell me, but by turning the city into a round city, the parkland remains round. Fine, I'm ready to accept that. But the parkland remains round, and there's nothing about ta'at in the parkland. Very nice. But now that round goes up to the edge of the city. If you now come to square the city, you're eating into the parkland, because all of the area on the corners is what used to be parkland, and now it's going to be the ribua of the city. So you're still taking out the less parkland than you should have. So the Mursha, the Karnata, if you have the edges now in a round city, you made it round. It was square. Varibua. Omar Lay, come on, man. We don't really make it square. Engra Damrina Chazina and Kamad Mirbay. What all we're saying is that in terms of the dinim of the Tchumim, we turn it into a virtual square. We don't actually take away from the park. The park is still there. But Rivui, Vadai, Mimaravina, but what you think it means literally? We extend the walls or something? We don't need it to the parkland. In terms of the dinim of the Tchumim, which are given for Shabbat, or which are given for the Orei Halevi'im, we pretend that it's square. Why are you taking this? Seriously, we lost the parkland because we have a virtual square in the parkland. It's okay. It won't stop you from walking into the park.
What was
that? That means we're allowed to continue to actually build the city.
So the court
this remains, city. Yeah, this remains big. Right. But this is the city, the metropolitan border. So if that's the case, then I don't have to keep the park. I said, that's not true. It's only said that it's Meruba vis-a-vis Tchum, not in terms of zoning or anything else. Omalei Rav Chamiloi Michuznal Ravashi. I just want to get the math straight over here, because it seems to me we've got two contradictory rules over here. I thought you're applying over here the din of Kama Meruba Yeter La Yigur Raviyah, right? Because when you turned the 12 into 9, you turned the 8 into 6, you did that by saying that the area is going to be, assuming that pi is 3, so the area is going to be related of the square of the circle as a relationship of 3 to 4. That's what you said. But then when you came earlier, a little bit before that, you were talking about how far you can walk, and you said add to the tchum because of the extension of the square 800 amot to 2000 amot. Now you're adding, you're calling it a lot more than 25%, because the relationship, remember, should be, if we're extending the concept of shetach, of area, in other words, he wants to get straight where we apply the square root of 2 deal, which is that we add 1.4 to every unit that was previously the radius of our circle that has now become the diagonal of our triangle, in effect. So he wants to understand why for that we utilize 1.4, the square root of 2, but when it comes to the relationship of the circle and the square, we relate it as 3 to 4. If the relationship of 3 to 4 holds, then actually the added space outside of the circle is equivalent to one-third of the inside of the circle, correct? Because one-fourth of the total would be one-third of what's inside. I add another third, and now I get that additional piece makes it 4. Is that clear? The whole world changes if pi is 3. You have to think in completely different terms. Because when you have a real relationship of pi as it is, you never get confused with these kind of things. It's when you start thinking of a circle as the equivalent of a square that's been compressed to have only 3 sides instead of 4, that your thinking changes and how to interrelate the two. And therefore, you start thinking of a circle as a type of square, essentially, which is just expanded. Its tummy is expanded, so it's confusing me. But it's really a smaller square. Okay, so if that's the case, when I talked about a relationship of 4 in total to 3 in the middle, that means take one-third of the middle unit and place it on the outside, and now it becomes one-fourth of the total, right? Hello? One-third of the inside added to the outside means a total of 4, of which the piece is now one-fourth of the total. That's milabar and milagab. You've had that idea a million times in Shas. Fine. Now, if one-third of 1,000 inside the circle is 333 and a third, then one-third of a 2,000 radius, which was the first case, would be 666 and two-thirds, correct? Now, if that's the case, the extra space that you should be allowed to walk because of the tchum, which is not round now, is 666 and two-thirds. That's the way I see it. You said it's 800. How did it become 800? Now, obviously, the mistake that he's making is utilizing the relationship of 3 to 4 for area to the question of the relationship of hypotenuse to the radius. And they're not related at all, because all of the additional space in terms of the shetach, conceptually, as Rashi puts it, is all in the additional area. None of it's in the circle itself. It hasn't been changed. So you'll expect to find a greater difference than a third in the difference between the hypotenuse and the radius. Right. So therefore, he answered him. So let's just see the question inside. You said before, Tama Meruva Yeter Ha'igul Revia. But if that's true, then what is a Revia, meaning a third of the original number? What is the Revia of the 2,000? It's not Tzmani Me'ah. It's Shit Me'ah V'Shitin. It's 666 and two-thirds, or in Gemara language, 667 minus a third. So Shit Me'ah V'Shitin V'Sheva Nefitilsa minus one-third. Oh, my life, so he said to him, yeah, yeah, right, that is true. You're getting a little confused over here. Hani Mila V'Igulo Migo Ribua. It's talking about the, if you've got a circle that is inside of a square, the relationship of the Shetach is exactly as we said. Avo Ba'alaksona, where you're talking about hypotenuse, that's now going along, the difference between the radius and the hypotenuse of the square here, in other words, the diagonal square, which is the hypotenuse of the triangle, obviously being at Tzvei, we're going to need more than that. And there it goes according to the square root of 2. Yom Amar Kol Amta Beribua, and our klal in that is, that any squared Amma is an Amma v'trei chumshi is 1.4 in terms of alaksona. Right? So in other words, you've got two-fifths over here, one Amma, and you're two-fifths in the alaksona, or four-tenths. Right? Two-fifths is four-tenths. Okay, and that's what we've been talking about. And now everything is just lovely. Let's talk about what we have over here in the final analysis, because we've got really a three-way machloket. Where do we put the parkland? The way we were assuming, everyone was assuming all along before we got to Ravina Ravashi, was that the parkland extends across the entire area of the city's extension of the Tum. If it's a square city, then it extends into the kronot of the city exactly the way that the Tum extends, except instead of going 2,000 amot, it only goes 1,000, and therefore the relationship would be one-third of the shetach of the extension. In a case where you want to include the city itself in the entire measurement, and the city is a circle, so that it turns out to be a quarter. Fine, but that's just an interesting particular application of the rule. But a park certainly goes around the city in its entirety, whether it's round or whether it's square. When it comes now to the other approaches, we end up with a very different picture. According to Ravina Ravashi, a park doesn't extend around the city entirely. A park either extends in a square city along the lines of northeast southwest in which it's squared, and not in the corners at all, so not in the southeast, and not in the southwest, and not in the northeast, and not in the northwest. No park there. Or there's only a park in the southeast, and the southwest, and the northeast, and the northwest, which is Ravashi's approach. And therefore, the interrelationship of four, one-fourth, is being said only in terms of the addition of the tchum. When it comes to the tchum has two applications. One, in how much land will be given to Levian around their city. Two, in terms of the dinim of Shabbos. In both cases, since the Torah told us pahat, of course, in Lagavi tchumim of Shabbos, it may just be an esmachta, depending on the way in which you learn what the tchumim may be right or not. But we will also, therefore, fill in, because the pahat will fill in the edges to extend outwards more than they normally would have, giving us a total of 2,800 amot that can be walked outside of either the city or the ribua of the city, the virtual city. We also learned that the virtual city does not change the zoning of the city. It's only a din in terms of tchumim. When it comes to changing the parkland usage for Arei HaLevi'im, it has no implication whatsoever, and it remains park area.
Was there a set aside for the Arei HaLevi'im?
No. That's why these are examples. We take a normal example as 2,000 because it's convenient, because it's the same as the square of the tchum.
How do they know how much to do?
It's as big as the city is. We gave them existing cities.
They can't get bigger than that.
Right, yeah, the shetach is limited because we don't add to the Arei HaLevi'im.
There's no way they can build the Arei.
Right, it doesn't belong to them. There's a reason for this as well, because Arei HaLevi'im are also serve as Arei Miklat. Arei Miklat are not allowed to be oversized. Once they get too big, there's too much danger of meeting up with Goel Adam in the city.
Do they have a lot of children that they want to build higher?
Yeah, those are the first skyscrapers where Arei HaLevi'im.
They're
so busy in the Beit HaMikdash, they got no time for this.
Is there an educational reason that it drops down to because instead of keeping it a quartet and making it clear, or are all numbers just
reduced
to their minimum, and that's
base? Yeah, we don't use necessarily base of 10. We got used to using base 10 always. No, they're just showing fractions. They're not interested in relating. Why in the world would somebody say 4 tenths?
Well, because it would be much clearer.
Why would it be clear?
Because double that, you end up with the 2 amas 0.8 versus 2 amas and 2 double 2.5. You have to add them up and double.
Well, I don't know. Somehow I think you'd have a hard time persuading anybody that that's clearer, but certainly nobody in the time of the Gemara would think it's any clearer. I sure don't.
2.8.
Look, it's fine. It's fine. I just have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you got the base 10 second question.
Okay.
Notnim
karfaf le'ir, divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, of course, we're used to the idea of an ear having a karfaf, but what Rabbi Meir says is a tremendous chiddush. He's saying that the tchum begins after a karfaf, period. We talked about a karfaf. Remember, what is a karfaf by definition? A karfaf is an area of 70 amot, a little bit more, two-thirds, which is the square root of the 5,000, because we're looking for the 5,000 square amot in the Chatzar HaMishkan, where the Torah is said to be merabeh at chamishim al chamishim, right? So over there, that showed us that the concept of a chutzner area, which relates to whether you're going to make yourself a chutzner to walk around in, but it's not part of your house, that's the din of kafaf shlohu kaf ledira, or whether a current house that you have has an extension around it that allows you to define a connection to the next house, or if you have a city. Because otherwise, if you don't have a wall around your city, what's going to make it a city in terms of tumim? It's got to be some measurement that we view as an extended house. That's the karfa. Same thing is true. We were used to the idea of a city. A city has an extended karfaf around it, in the sense that if there's another house within that amount of space, the city now extends to that house, and from that house to the next house, and so on. What Rebbe Meir says is something entirely different. Rebbe Meir is saying, even if there's no extensions of the city, the virtual karfaf that would have allowed for something to extend the city extends the tchum from that point. You never start counting 2,000 amot at the end of the city, even if it's a square city. You always start counting from the karfaf area of the city, which is another 70 and 2/3 amot, because anything included in that anyway would have now extended the city outward. So that means that the city boundaries really include the karfaf. That's a whole different way of looking at it. We never looked at it that way. So notnin karfaf le'ir, did Rebbe Meir, v'chachamim omrim, never heard of it. Lo amru karfaf ala bein shtei ayarot. If it's a question now of interconnecting two separate cities, and you want to tell me that let's, for all intents and purposes, view this as one big city, which could make a tremendous difference because you only start counting your tchum from the end of the city. So if you live in borough A, and it's within the karfaf of borough B, which may be 100 miles further, you can now walk on Shabbat those 100 miles plus your tchum. Tremendous difference. But that's the only time that we talk about a karfaf. It's not virtual. It's actual. So in Yesh Lezor Shivim HaMavishirai, Lezor Shivim HaMavishirai, if each one of them, when extended by the amount that would allow a house to be an extension of that city, if they meet, so then that karfaf means that essentially you're talking about one city that meets with its extension to another. Okay, but that doesn't mean we would have started the tchum from a virtual extension. If there's a city there, then it's all one city. Now the same thing would be true about shlosha kfarim hamishulashim. If you've got three villages, im yesh bein shnayim achitzonim, the Gemara first imagines this to be referring to a straight line. So we have a straight line with three cities. Mishulash meaning not triangular. Okay, the upper picture. Not triangular. Does that really help? Not triangular, but rather mishulash in the sense of having been made in thirds. By the way, this is the same use in Hebrew. It's a pet peeve of mine. I hate it. I simply hate it when people say, Habracha HaMishuleshet. And then they stop, because they're going to show how brilliant they are, that Mishuleshet couldn't mean Mishuleshet but Torah, because it's only one of the, it's a bracha Mishuleshet, but it's in the Torah, it's only one, right? So they say, HaBracha Mishuleshet, pause, but Torah HaKtuvah Yedei Moshe, right? And then HaAmurah is supposed to go back to the bracha Mishuleshet. I'm absolutely mad. So what is their problem? Their problem is that they're thinking in English. Mishuleshet, when we say, Dabar says, Shonui B'Neviim, Mishulesh B'Ktuvim, means that what? It appears three times in the Ktuvim? It's been made into a thing that's Mishulash by appearing in this way. When something is Mishulash in the Torah, it doesn't mean it's mentioned three times in the Torah. It means the way the Torah says it makes it a bracha Mishuleshet. So it's Mishuleshet b'Torah. The Torah said it over in a way that has three separate sukkah and three separate brachot, right? Yair, Yisad, so on. Okay, the concept of Mishulash can mean a Mishulash as a triangle, spread, or it could mean something as Mishulash as in three parts. So what we're saying over here is we can imagine a line in three parts. There's also Mishulash in Hebrew. Obviously not in modern Hebrew. But this is the way we would use Mishulash. So now we think that the Mishnah means that if you've got three kvarim in a row, if the two outermost kvarim are separated by the amount of a karfaf for each one, a karfaf being the square root of 5,000, which is approximately 70 2/3, in which case put those together you get 141 1/3, then the middle kvar connects the two outer kvars, and they're now one. Now please note the problem in the Mishnah. The problem in the Mishnah is this. The Chachamim, in arguing with Rebbe Meir, and saying that the idea of a karfaf is only in terms of connections of a city, they said, where do we say a karfaf? If you have two cities, and you have a karfaf lezeh, and a karfaf lezeh, and they meet, then the two cities are one. But then the second part of the Mishnah, if you have between the two cities, karfaf lezeh, and they meet in a city in the middle, then they're one. Now which way is it? Can they meet on their own, or do they need a city in the middle? Now, obviously, the difference between this, we already know, was a machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chiya earlier. Do each one of these cities get a karfaf, and then we decide whether they hit each other? Or does it mean that in the same way that if a house is an extension of a city within 70 and some amot, so too is a city an extension of a city within 70 and some amot? Not that it means that we're going to give each city a virtual extension of 70 and two-third amot, and then have the extensions meet. That was the machloket we had earlier. The Mishnah seems alternatively to support one and then the other. At first it says, give each one, and then it says, well, no, only if there's something in the middle, which means give one only one. And this will now form the sugya that we're about to begin. So, first of all, where would Rabbi Meir get the idea that a city has a virtual karfaf? I mean, that is a big chiddush. On my Rava, Rabbi Meir's thinking is like this. The pasuk that we've been using all along about the migrashei ha'arim, ashitnu la'leviim, it says in that pasuk, mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amasavi. Now, if you're just talking about going out of the Kir Ha'ir, you don't have to say Mikir Ha'ir Vachutza. You say Mikir Ha'ir Chutza. If you're saying Vachutza, it means from the wall of the city and a little bit Chutza, then go Alpayim Ama. So what that means is that you've got a Chutza. What's that Chutza? Well, the only reasonable Chutza is Chotzer, which is the Mishkan, which is square root of 5,000. How come you only cover up the microphone when I'm about to discourse? He's the censor over here. It's okay, don't worry. We go over it again. We always edit out anything that's material before putting it online.
I know if I told this right, I was present when somebody asked a really intelligent question about how to say the feeling from Ezra. And he said,
Batoyra.
He's asking which word to make the pause. He said, make the pause on Batoyra. Like Rebbe is saying.
Oh, I wouldn't have understood that. It's like I'm saying. It's okay. I have a problem with communication. I mean, this was a modern idea. It's one of these crazy new ideas that has caught on only within the past 20, well, now it's already 40 years.
This question is
so now it's 40 years that they started with this Mishigas. Now everybody has it. It's the same thing. It was 40 years ago that they started with this Mishigas and not saying Amen to the Brocha before Kriyat Shema. Now nobody says Amen. New Minhagim, text-based religion, somebody comes up with an idea, and now that's it. We're going to change everything that we've done for thousands of years, because after all, it makes sense to me. It makes me a lot of crazy things like that.
Say Amen before...
Of course you say Amen. All three, you understand what's a Peres Al Shema? That's what Peres Al Shema is. So I have a better idea. Let's say Kel Melech Neeman. That's not a hefsek. I mean, that's a hefsek. Come on.
But if you say the bracha
along with the pasuk, what do you need to say a bracha along for? There's an Indian saying Amen. Why would you want to say a bracha along? How could Amen be a hefsek?
That's a very good point.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Should recover.
What's the goal, Yisrael?
We avoid
the... What do you mean? That's not the bracha on the tefillah. What's the connection? Of course we avoid. But that's also a new minhag. But the chazan shouldn't say goal Yisrael. Also an insane minhag. The whole point of the chazan saying it bechalal is to be a peres al shema, that someone who's in the book, he could say Amen or could follow along. So over here, the poor guy is going along, saying the Shema, what's the end? There's no end. All of a sudden your voice disappears. So we don't have a Peres HaShema, so forget it. So give up on the Chazan. Don't have a Chazan at all. What's he doing up there? All he's doing is getting us confused. Have a conductor who waves his hand. He tells everybody what to say, and it makes no sense. So don't get me going.
Sesame Street.
All these sing-alongs. I'm sorry? Of course. Klal Yisrael says it aloud. It's the recent text people that don't sing aloud. The Chachamim say no. A karfaf is only for extensions. Itma. Ravuna, we saw this about Lucas earlier. Ravuna says, notim karfaf lezo, the karfaf lezo. Here, Barav Amar, karfaf echad, lishtehen. The question is, do we have 70 amot and two-thirds, or do we have 141 and one-third? Now, wait a minute. Didn't the Mishnah say that? It says, it says one karfaf, doesn't it? A karfaf is between two cities. One karfaf. Do you have to Ravuna? Ravuna said there's two karfaf. No, says Ravuna, it doesn't mean a karfaf. It means the din of karfaf. We don't apply a din of karfaf, Torah karfaf. But of course, how do we apply the din of karfaf bein shtei ayarot? Uleolam karfaf lezo, the karfaf lezo, obviously. Hokinami mistavra, and that's only reasonable, because look how the Mishnah continues. Miktoni sefer. Im yesh lezo shivim ama vishirayim. Ulezo shivim ama vishirayim. If each one of those two cities has 70 amot and a little bit more, which is two-thirds, then ose karfaf et shteyem liot echad. That karfaf, which karfaf? The 70 on each side. Makes them to be one. So how could you read that as being one karfaf? Shmami, no, it's got to be two karfifot. Oh, hey, you're right. Limitavit yufta dechia barah. So how could Chiyah Barav have read this Mishnah and say that you're one karfaf? No, Chiyah Barav says this piece isn't an extension of the Chachamim. explaining how to connect two cities. That part is Rebbe Meir. Oh, well, come on. Why is it Rebbe Meir? Rebbe Meir was talking about virtual karfifot. Why would he have to repeat the din for how to connect a city? If every city has a virtual karfaf anyway, so what's the point of his repeating the halacha legabe, the connection of cities, which he wasn't even talking about? So, Rebbe Meir? Rebbe Meir, Atari Laresha. Rebbe Meir already said that every city gets a virtual karfaf. No, in karfaf for year. Give it Rebbe Meir. What's the point of repeating it? The point is this. Tzricha. Let's say you would have said the beginning. He didn't say you give every city when that city is coming to be united with another city a separate karfav. He said you give every separate city a karfav. But he may well hold that if you've got two cities coming close to each other, the karfav area is the same karfav for both cities. Why would there be two karfifot? Therefore, I need to tell you that even so, that if you've got two cities that are joining each other, expanding in each other's direction, the moment that they hit a karfav for this and this touching each other, even there we give them a virtual karfaf. That's a bigger chiddush. On the other hand, if it would have said only the second part, Yashmin and Alka, I would have said, of course. When you're talking about a reality of cities that need to use that area, and they're being encroached upon from the outside, then of course they need that area. There I understand. Rebbe Meir would say, even the Dachika Tashmitayu, they're being compressed now in terms of the use of the population. Each city needs its area. Aval Hatam, in a regular case, a city's in the middle of a midbar. So what kind of Dachika Tashmitayu is there? Maybe it doesn't need a karfa for it. It's a virtual idea. So Hatam, the law Dachika Tashmitayu, aim alone, therefore tzricha. Now,
if the cities are 100 apart, so you may 17 from one and 17 from the other.
According to Rav Huna in the Rabbanan, according to Rav Chiya, only according to Rabbi Meir, yes?
So, in any case, the 70 overlaps in the middle.
That's right. So that middle is called the killing grounds.
So
that's where everybody gets on each other's nerves and they start shooting. Don't go out there at night. That's important.
So, each one left is 70 anyway. What's the problem? What did they call this one karfaf? I don't understand what's the problem.
The only question over here is to determine whether the two cities have met. If the area that is being used as a karfaf touches each other, then they've met.
So, which means they've become one city.
Yep, and now you can carry all the way to the end of the other city and then start counting your 2,000 amot. It's a big difference.
From the end of the other city.
Yeah, sure. You can walk all day and never even start counting your 20. Yeah. Now, how do you explain the next piece in the Mishnah? Tanakh. If you've got three kvarim in a row, if between the outer two you've got 141 1/3, so then the middle kvar turns them all into one kvar. Okay, so don't you see clearly, Taima the Ika and say it's only because this case has a middle kvar. Aleka and say if there wouldn't be a middle kvar there, lo, you wouldn't have been able to unite those two cities even though they're within 141 1/3 of each other. It's a tiyufta. Tiyufta to Ravuna. According to Ravuna, you don't need that city in the middle. As long as they meet without anything in the middle, they touch each other. Now the whole thing becomes one big city. What's the point of a middle city?
Exactly.
Usually if one's within 141 of the other one's within 141 of that one. So except in very special cases.
I'm sorry, I don't understand where the third one is coming in.
Right there in the middle. That's exactly what we want to know. What's this third one doing there? Who needs it?
D.
No, straight line. What do we need it for?
So
A and C are within 141 of each other anyway, so why do we need it?
So where is B?
In the middle, between A and C, where it usually comes. It's there, right there. Here, show a picture. Picture, quick. Here we go. A.
B.
C.
C. B.
So the distance between here and here is 141. This just happens to be there.
Yeah. Kind of just there in the middle, doing nothing but bothering us.
Absolutely nothing.
Unless you hold a rapia. Then we need it, because according to Reb Chiya, it's not enough to have 141, so now this Mishnah can't seem to make up its mind. Now it's telling us that you can only use one karfa. So now this is a tiyufta now for Ravuna. Says the Gemara, it's a tiyufta Ravuna. Amalach Ravuna, says Ravuna, you misunderstand the case. Ha'it ma'ala omar rabba, omar rabini, omar rabchanina, lo mishulashim mamash. This does not mean that we have it in a straight row. It means we have it as a triangle. And now the case here is, we have a virtual row. So let us say that we have a city in the middle of two cities, but off to the side. So on the north-south axis, we have city A and city C. In what's the middle of the north-south axis, but off to the east or off to the west, a few hundred miles, maybe. Let's see how far. Off to the side, we create a virtual movement of that city and stuff it right into the middle on the same axis, and now we have ourselves a big city. Crazy, man. This is a whole new idea. Now, if you think about it, it's something of an extension of the Keshet idea, because we're looking at these three cities as interrelated as if they are built as a triangle, which is the Keshet. Okay. It's different because the edges of the Keshet are not connected very well. In the Keshet, we had all homes going all the way around. Of course, that makes enough Kamina, as we'll see. So therefore, the case of here is, we look, had we pushed the city that's off to the east or west in a straight line between these two, if it would bisect it, and then we would be left with a distance at that point of Kuf Memama Ve'achat V'Shlish, then the Emtza'i creates all three of them to be one, even though it's not even there. Wow. Okay.
What are the Karpav and the Emtza'i? Why do we give the Emtza'i a Karpav?
We do. We said if between B and A and B and C there's 141, then they're still okay.
Then there's two ways to understand that. It could be 141 in this little tiny space here, or these two combined.
No, between each one of the units and the other.
A and B and C.
Well, the problem is that this is only a virtual meeting. I doubt if you were going on a date whether you'd be satisfied with this kind of arrangement, because the girl would be 100 miles off to the east. But you're saying, I only think basically in flatland, so we don't have that dimension. So I'll meet you. Of course, she never sees you. That's right. Sometimes it's an advantage.
What is this picture between A and C?
Which picture do you have now?
Between A and C must be 294.
No, that's not even including the city in the middle. It's got way more than that. Are you showing me pictures again? Another picture. Yeah, but this one has it on a mountain. That's 2,000 amot high.
This city was here, and the space between here and here were less than
141.
We're going to get to that.
2 miles.
No, we haven't decided that.
We haven't decided.
We pretend that it's very far. Now we're going to figure this out. Omar le Rav Labaye and Kami Yehei Bein Kitzon Le'emtza'i. What's the distance? What's the real distance? Forget about the virtual distance, okay? How far away can this city be for us to do this? I mean, could we take New York and stick it between Yerushalayim and Moscow, and now we'll have a straight line on the north-south axis, and we'll have New York in the middle, and now we should be able to walk all the way? I mean, how far away could it be? The point over is you have to be able to get there on Shabbat. So as long as you could walk from city, and that was what the picture that you showed me was, as long as you can walk from city A to B, the real city, not the virtual city, you could walk to it on Shabbat, so it's within 2,000 amot. So now we can pretend that it's all one area. So Rava said to Abaye, oh, all of a sudden that's within 1,000 amot. You were the one. Atu the Amid, if you remember before, where we had the machlokas between the father and the son, we had Rava Baravuna and Rava Bereda Rava Baravuna about whether the city of the Keshet needed to be, the distance between the Yeter and the Keshet needed to be Alpayim Amma. And you said, well, it's very reasonable to say like the son, who says even if it's more than Alpayim Amma, and all of a sudden over here you're looking at it like the dad. What's the matter? You got older in between. Says Abayatim, I don't understand. There's no comparison. What kind of crazy comparison? Okay, Hashta. The point over there was that you have homes that go all the way along the side in the city that's made like a Keshet. So anybody who wants to get anywhere can simply walk through the city, where there's no tchum starting, and then cut out into the middle area. So what do I care how far the distance is from the top of the bow to the stream? Makes no difference at all. So how can Mika Batim? How can Leka Batim over here? The whole thing is virtual. So what connects the sides now of this virtual Keshet to make it one? The fact that I could walk there. But in order for me to walk there, it has to be within the tchum Shabbat. Therefore, the furthest I could go from the extended city that's off of the axis is only as far as I can actually get there. So it's got to be within 2,000 amot. And this is not 2,000 amot in a straight line, meaning along the axis line. It means it's along the line as the crow flies. I have to be able to actually get there. I can't say that, well, it's 2,000 amot if it were right here. It isn't right here. It has to be 2,000 amot that I can walk from the end of my tomb to actually get to that city on Shabbat. So if I can actually get there, then I can move it over here, and then we can discuss whether we've got one big city or not. I see. The Amalei Rav Alabai, okay, you've told me how far away the string can be from the Keshet, so to speak, in those terms. But how distant can the two furthermost cities be? I mean, is it matter? I mean, how about if they're 10,000 miles apart? I mean, does it make any nafkamina? Says Abaya, no, it makes no nafkamina. My nafkamina, I don't understand what you're asking. If we're going to virtually insert the city, so however big the city is that we're inserting, then that's how far they could be apart, as long as it's within 140 amot of the Karfaf. So Koshi, Igul, Nafnis, and Sebe Neim, I don't understand, why is this so problematic for you? We're talking about moving a city, so you're asking me a claw. Why is there a claw? Whatever it is, as long as I could take the middle city, put it there, and then not have between A and B, and B and C, at the edges, more than Me'avar Be'machad V'Shalish, so it's fine. So Rava said, it's fine, even if it would be like 4,000 amot, more than 4,000 amot, so now it's double at Tum Shabbos.
What would be the
distance between A and C?
Before insertion.
Oh, Marlon, sure. Well, I understand. What's the difference? But I said, Rava, but you're really confusing me. Ravuna said that a city that's made like a keshet, and that's what this is, basically, it's a virtual keshet. So he said that you have to have a maximum in Yesh Ben Shnei Rosheha, Pachot Mi'arbat Alafim Ama, then Modedim Lamina Yeter. You said that if there's less than 4,000 amot between the two extended ends of the keshet, so then you start counting from the yeter as if the whole middle part was filled up, right? But but if not, then you have to count each part from where you are. So I don't understand, why is this better? You're making me mishugan. First you say, this isn't as good as the case of the ear that's a suyuk keshet. Because in that case, they could walk around and get here. And now when it comes to this measurement, which by the keshet was limited to less than 4,000, now you're saying, no, the keshet was limited, this is better. Is it better or is it worse? I don't understand what you're saying. To me, it seems like the same as the keshet. So he said to him, no, it's not comparable. Here, hatam lekalamemer mali. You can't take now this Malone and put it in the middle. That's Mali Malone. You can't take the city and stick it in the middle and say, fill it. Because by the Keshet, you don't have a fill. Over here, you can take that city and you can bring it over here. Now, all the Rishonim, obviously, are bothered by the obvious question of, why can a different city be a Mali and the Keshet itself, the houses in the Keshet, can't be a Mali? I don't understand. Why don't we take a city shaped like a Keshet and say it's certainly not going to be less than three separate cities, which I've been able to move one part over here in the middle, then everything would be fine. It's starting. Don't look. This is the beginning. Right? So there's many different approaches to what Mali's problem are when it comes to Keshet. The simplest, Tosus himself has three explanations, and there are many more. Right? The simplest explanation is that a Keshet can't be moved into its own middle, but it's bigger than the middle. No, it can't be moved. It has to be able, the city in the middle has to be able to fit in the middle. And over here, the Keshet doesn't fit, because it extends on both sides. How's it going to be moved into the middle? So if the city, according to that, if the city indeed were larger than the distance between the two cities at the end, then we wouldn't say Mali. That's the simplest explanation.
If the city was overlapped when it would be put into, it actually went over the other city.
Wouldn't be good. According to that, Lashon Tosfos, it wouldn't be. I mean, that's one approach. That's Tosfos's simplest approach. You don't say Mali if it doesn't fit, right? One of the other approaches of Tosfos is that if you want to move it over, then you're going to be losing the tchum on the other side to people in that city. In other words, what we're talking about here is how to measure for people that are living in these A and C cities. What you're talking about there is how to measure for people living in the Keshet. But people living in the Keshet, if you're going to move them over to be between the two heads, they're going to lose their tchum to their own side. Now that means that Tosfos is making the assumption that this does not become all one city. We don't look at it. There are Rishonim who say, we look at this as a city with various parts. We draw a square. We make it all one city. Now, if we would do that for the Keshet, we mentioned that earlier, but that's not clear. What are we going to do about the Keshet? If we draw a square around it, then that, and what Tosfos is saying is ridiculous, because you're not going to lose anything on the other end, because you have a square anyway. And there's a lot of discussion about how this particular case works. There are some Rishonim who say that in this particular case, we do say Mali, because since it's very interesting, by the way, for city planning, you know, the Svara of these Rishonim is like this. Where you have a city that is made like a keshet, then normally the shape of the city is enforced by whatever the topography and the reality is that has made the city into a kesha. When you have three separate cities, what's going to happen is that urban crawl is going to fill in the area between them. And sprawl, both. One sprawls and one sprawls. So if now you have that happening, if it's in the process of happening, we're ready to say Mali. A city that has a kavua shape, we're not ready to say Mali. It's also a very, very simple approach, and it has actual very practical implications. Okay, there are a number of other approaches as well. Even Machlokas Halacha L'Maisa, the Rambam actually is Mekel over here. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam, you would get your Tchum on the other side as well. But again, there's many Ramachmer in this particular case. It's the kind of thing that can happen quite often. Obviously, you take one look at a map and you see how easy it is to have this type of situation where you have two cities that don't appear to be related. You know, the same way we don't usually take into consideration. If you don't have a map from the air, it's very, very hard. I pointed this out earlier. Very hard to know where the Tchum and the Shabbos are, even because of simple Ebor issues. Kosher, we get these kind of problems. There's another city that could be seen as being part of the Tchum of two cities that are near it. So you need to get yourself a nice picture from the air.
How do they do it without radio? What do they do?
They get air pictures. They actually get pictures taken from small planes.
How do they?
The Rabbanut not uses air pictures.
How do they do it in the time of
the They've used eagles in those days. Okay. Omalei Rav Safel Rav. Hare b'nei akistfon de mashkinim l'tchumah mihagisa de archir. U'b'nei archir mashkinim l'tchumah mihagisa de akistfon. I know of a place where this is, they actually are somewhat on this halacha all the time. People who live in akistfon, they start counting their tchum from archir, because archir is within the 141 of the town in the middle. But that can't possibly work, because I know that there's a river in between these two cities, and Aika Diglat, and the Diglat River is more than 141, and the Tigris, yeah. And therefore, even if I move the middle in between, it's going to be separated from one or the other by more than 141, because the river is in the middle, so how could they possibly be so mad to carry all the way and then start the tour? Now, that was a pretty tough question. Yeah, more than 141. The river itself, so it couldn't, forget about anything on the side. How do I understand how they could possibly get there? So he took him out, Nafak, he took him outdoors, Rava took Rav Safra by the hand, and took him for a little walk. And Achimelech, and he showed him, Hanach at Mahata du Shura, you have something like this in Tveria, the remains of the wall, where there are extensions of the wall that go into the Diglat. The land goes in. In which case, the extension of the city along that direction brings it across the water. And the two extensions are within 141 on either side. And therefore, they're nidli b'diklat b'shivim ha'am v'shirayim to each city. And therefore, we can apply this din of Mali on this case too, even though there's a river in the middle. Of course, it will be an ocean city, but that's good for tourism. Chazor. A Kastafon. You're kidding. A Kastafon's in Barney, his neighbor.
A Kastafon has its time period.
Tell me about your visit to a Kastafon.
I wasn't able to go. If you take the it's very famous for the arch in the Kastafon, the Keshe in the Kastafon, until the ending.
Really?
It's the greatest fan of its time. I'll try
to that's great.
Whatever it was. It was at the southern wall that the Robinson's arch may have been bigger from early.
I see. It's amazing. How about Archshire? I always wanted to know where Archshire was in the Middle East.
No, if you take the pain and move it to the beginning, it's
And getting back to the exciting beginning of the sugya, which was on the base, Nunvav on the base, Abay on Rosh Kachas, and Hami the Mata, Davi Alpa the Alpa. So now, Tchumim Kamehave Tzmani, Kranot Kamehave Shitsa. Now, Dal Arbad Tchumim, Arbad Kranot, Kamehave Tzmani. So, but Tzmani is only Tilsa. No, Misavet Beribua Kamar Beigula Kamar. Okay, Kamar will be yet a Legu. Revia. So now taking off Revia, your 8 become Shita. Shita, Misumarba is Riba. Revina, my Revia, Revia de Tchumim. Revasha, my Revia, on the contrary, Revia de Kranot. Omele Revila, Revasha, how could you only have the park on the Kranot? Vasaviv Ktiv. Ah, Saviv means Saviv de Kranot. I'll prove it to you. Elote Nahachi, Gabi Ola, de Ktiv, Vizarkot Adam alamizbech Saviv. What do you think that means? Afinami saviv mamash, elo mai saviv saviv dekranot. Afinami mai saviv saviv dekranot. Omne rav chavivi michoznal rav ashi. Ve'ayika mursha dekarnata b'matei geluta. I thought I told you we're talking about a round city, but you made it square of aribua. Come on. En v'damino chazina en command de mirba'a. We certainly don't really make it ribua. Ribua ravara imi marbina. Omele Rechami loy mechus no le Rav Hashi milde. Kama meruba yoter laigul revia. So how do you get 800 from 2,000? You get 666.6 from 2,000. So that would mean meshit mea v'shitin v'shevan achitilta avi omele. That's dafke bigula mikoribua. Avu ba'alach sona b'inatvei. Diomar mar kol amta beribua amta v'trechum shi ba'alach sona. Notim karfaf v'yir v'yir v'chachobim omen lo amru karfaf ela ben shtei ayarot. Yes, zor shivim ama v'shirayim. Zor shivim ama v'shirayim. Ose karfaf v'shteim liot echad. V'chein shlosha kvarim ha-mishulashim. Im yesh ben shirayim ha-chitzonim me'ah v'arbim v'akat v'shlish. Asa emtsai et shoftam liot echad. How does Rabbi Meir get the din of Karfaf? Amarav, Amarav, Mikira, Ira, V'chutza. So Amarav, first ten chutza, then elephant. V'chachomim ha'imrim, lo amru Karfaf, and meaning what? Maravun Amar, notim Karfaf ozev Karfaf ozo. Chiyabarav Amar, no, one Karfaf. Well, the Mishnah says, Chachomim lo amru Karfaf, Ela ben shtei ayarot, that means one, Tiyuvta Ravuna. Ravuna karfaf doesn't mean a karfaf. Torat karfaf, lolam karfaf, lezor karfaf lezor. In fact, Akinami Mistavra, Militali Sefer Miesh, lezor shivim ama vishrayim, lezor shivim ama vishrayim. Then, ose karfaf et shtehem liot echad, shmamina, limit up Tiyuvta Rechia Barab. Amalach Rechia Barab. Now, the last piece is Rabbi Meir. He Rabbi Meir. You already said it. Tony Oration, not him karfaf, you did it again. Tzricha. The imi ahi, have a mean a chad lechad of a chad letarte. Gamash blonde letarte, also tre yavin and lahu. On the other hand, yashmin and hacha, I would say, mishun de dechika tashmitayu. Aval hatam, a city all on its own, the lo dechika tashmitayu, maybe doesn't get anything. Ema lo. Therefore, tzricha. Tzna. וכן שלושה כפרים המשולשים, אם יש בין שניים החיצונים, 141 אמה ושליש עושה אמצעי את שלושת המניות אחד. Now it's clear that time הדיג האמצעי. Cut out the אמצעי, and the two externals לא, which is to you of the רבונה. אמר לך רבונה, you don't understand the case. היית מעלו, אמר רב, אמר רביני, אמר רב חנינה. Doesn't mean they're משולשים ממש. It means ro'in, koshi ilu matil emtsi b'neihem. And then they would be mishulashim. And then there would be ein ben zeh lezeh, ela me'av arba'im ama ve'achat v'shlish. Then asah emtsi et shloshtam liot echad. Omer le'rov l'abayin, how big can it be? Amikami ei ben chitzon emtsi. Omer le'i, yal payim ama, as long as you can get there. I told them why. Atu damer kavati the rava brei the rava barvuna mistava diomer afilu yoter me apay mama. Alchi hashta. That's talking about the keshet. Hatam ikabatim achalakabatim. Furthermore, rava asked the baya. Kami ehei ben chitzon mechitzon. Who cares? What do you mean? Man afkin chamina. Whatever it is. Koshilu machvis emtsi beneihem veim ben zela zela meyav amim vachat v'shlish. You mean it could be afilu arbat alafim mama? Why not? Because Omer Ravuna, Ira Suyaki Keshet, Im Yesh Ben Shneiro Shepa Chot Mi Arbat Alafim Ama, then Modedim Lamina Yeter. But Im Lab, Modedim Lamina Keshet. Omer Lei, Hatam Lekalamei Marmali, Hoki Kalamei Marmali. Omer Lei, Rav Safla Rava, Hare B'nei Aki Stefan, De Mashkin Lu Tchuma Mi Aki Yisad Archer, U B'nei Archer Mashkin Lu Tchuma Mi Aki Yisad Aki Stefan. What about the Diglat? The Diglat is more than 141. The Yetamim Yavarim Vachavishlish. No fak achvarianachat mahata de shura. The Midle be Diglat, Vishivim Ama, Vishirayim.